It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Top of the hour, Mick Foley, birthdays in a few. So we're going to call my grandma Edna, who I don't, how old is she now? 70-something. I talked to her on her birthday, and she basically raised me. You know, like whenever my dad and mom were still married, they would just call my grandma and she'd hop on a bus and come wherever we are. A lot of times she'd get on the wrong bus and end up in a totally different city, but that's Grandma Edna. And I haven't talked to her in a couple of weeks now, but I'm supposed to send her a puzzle. Oh, let me find her number. Okay, here we go. Now I got it.
Isn't she going to stay with you for like a week or something?
Well, she thinks that, but I'm not sure yet. It was a lot more fun when I was 12, you know? But let me see.
Has Jilly met her?
I think they've talked on the phone. She'll say, how's your sweetie doing? Now listen to the way she says hello. My dad always makes fun of it. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Grandma, what's up?
What's up?
What's
Don't
going
on? Ask me.
I'm just saying, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing 100.
Oh, good. How old are you now, Grandma?
Now there you go.
I was supposed to ask a lady that.
Well, that's my part. By the way, Grandma, this is my partner, Rich, who's right around your age.
Should I call you Edna or Grandma?
Honey, you call me Grandma. You don't call me Edna.
Yes, ma'am.
So
I will go with Grandma, but I was just telling Josh, you don't ask a lady her age.
I'm 73.
Well, okay. Well, Grandma, I've always talked about you on the radio here, like forever. Yeah. Everywhere I've gone, I've talked about you. Because
yeah, you blackmailed me, too.
How did I blackmail you?
Oh!
If I talk on the radio, you'll find me a puzzle.
Well, I was going to do that anyway.
Oh, here it comes.
I learned
now, Grandma, you do know you're on the radio right now and you can't drop any like bad words, right?
Blackmail? What? That ain't nothing. You're
No. I meant, you know, like cuss words.
I didn't say no cuss words.
I know you didn't. I just want to remind you that we are currently utilizing the public airwaves to facilitate this conversation.
That's all.
Right. I ain't going to cuss.
Did you ever go on the air with my dad at all?
Scott?
Yeah, Scott.
You know I did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know how often, if you or if ever you were on the air with Dad.
Oh, yeah. He had me a-going.
What did he do?
Son, it's been so long. Been so long, honey. I couldn't tell you.
Well, I know that. Well, for those who don't know, Grandma.
It was about wrestling. It was about lottery. It was about bingo and
Now, for those who don't know, Grandma Edna is my mom's mom, so she's not even technically related to my dad anymore, but she still calls him son, because Grandma Edna loves my dad.
Now, listen.
Okay.
He's my ex-son-in-law.
But you still call him son
now,
when you see him.
Okay. Just wait a minute.
Okay.
He's never done me dirty. He's never done me wrong. And I can't mistreat him because him and my daughter didn't get along.
Well, that's a very good thing of you to do. That's very kind of you,
and
Grandma.
And you're my grandson, and I'd fight and kill over you.
Well, you told me a couple of weeks ago you wouldn't trade me for $1,000.
You'd kill someone for Josh?
Yes, I would. Now, he's my grandson.
That's true.
Right.
I'd fight for him and for Emily.
That's my sister, Emily.
Is there a price I could meet where you would kill Josh?
Now, that's worse than cussing now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So, Grandma, I always tell people about you, and you and I, like, we used to walk to the grocery store, the gas station, and get lottery tickets, or you'd go to bingo.
Right.
But you and I, we went to wrestling matches together and everything.
You made me walk in the rain to get you some, Taco Bell or something like that?
We did. We walked in the rain to get Taco Bell?
You said, let's go. I said, Sonny, it's going to rain. No, it ain't. And we no more got half there. It'll pour down right.
You don't remember this, Josh?
I don't. Me and Grandma did a ton of stuff together because Grandma would come visit us in a lot of places. Didn't you catch the wrong bus one time?
Well, they put me on the wrong bus.
Oh, they put you on the wrong bus. I see. Now, where were you supposed to be going and where did you end up?
Well, I ended up in Chicago, but I wasn't supposed to be going to Chicago. I was supposed to be going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I told her, I went back up there to that ticket agent.
Yeah?
I said, ma'am, why did you put me on Chicago bus? She says, ain't you going to Chicago? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. I'm going to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I ended up in Chicago, and then I had to come back. I had 8 hours layover.
Now, you didn't... I have to ask.
Huh?
You didn't realize you were heading to Chicago until you got there?
Not till he said, Chicago. Because they said, now listen to me.
Okay.
They said, get in lane six.
Were you reading a good book?
No, I don't read.
So they said, get in lane six, and then what did you do?
Well, I got on the bus like everybody else did. He took my ticket. Here I went.
So you and I, we've done a whole lot of stuff together. Remember that time we sat front row at that wrestling match?
Oh, yeah, you scared the tar out of me.
How'd I do that?
I prayed they were going to hit you, and I was I thought, Josh, sit down, behave.
Now, who's your favorite wrestler?
My favorite? Goldberg.
That's true. Now, Grandma waited in line at the JCPenney to meet Goldberg.
Yes, I did. I do it again, too.
She's a big fan. But who else do you like?
I'm going to tell him not to be so dirty, though.
See, you don't like it when the wrestlers turn dirty.
No, I do not.
You know that I liked Hulk Hogan. Remember when he turned dirty, I was a fan of his.
Yeah, but I ain't no more.
Yeah, that's true. Well, when he turned dirty, that's when I was a fan. You and I used to watch it on TV together.
I know it. There's another one.
What did you and I do? Like, so, because I lived with you for like a year. Me and Mom and Emily lived with you upstairs at your old house. We would watch Monday night. We'd watch Monday Nitro.
Monday Night Raw.
Well, we'd watch Raw too. And what did we do when we watched it?
What?
I don't know. I thought we'd go crazy when we watched it.
Oh, you'd holler, and I'd say, now, you just shut up now. I'd say, my guy's going to win, not yours.
Yeah, now, Grandma, what do you say to people who tell you that wrestling is fake?
Well, by golly, some of it is.
Mm-hmm, but it's real enough for you.
Part of it is.
Yeah, well, that's good. How long have you been going to wrestling matches?
Well, since Joanne was and your mama was about 7 years old.
And you drive up to St. Louis to see them?
Every Friday night.
You drive up to St. Louis, which is about a three-hour drive.
Yeah, after I get off from work up there at the lake.
All right, so you'd get off of work and you'd go to St. Louis to see wrestling at the Keel.
Yeah, and they said, now listen at this crap.
Okay.
That's what I have to say now, crap.
Yeah, I understand,
job.
Grandma. Good job. That's restraint.
Okay. They said to go to the spaghetti place.
Mm-hmm.
They made the best spaghetti. You know how your mama is. Oh, I like spaghetti. I said, okay, we'll go. Got in there and sit down. This guy act like he got a thumb finger cut off and this and that, you know. I said, well, that's just a joke there. Well, when they brought the spaghetti, Josh, it wasn't fit to eat. A dog couldn't eat it.
Really?
I said, I pay for this so-and-so, but I'm not going to eat it. My kids ain't going to eat it. Cost me $14.
Really?
I said, I ain't coming back at this place no more, sir.
Well, but you're very strong. That's good.
Take that spaghetti and shove it.
Yeah. What are your other... When you used to watch wrestling in St. Louis, who were your favorite wrestlers?
Well, if you really want to know the truth.
Okay, I do.
The Andersons.
The Andersons? Like Arn Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you like the Million Dollar Man?
No, not when he turned dirty.
When did he turn dirty?
Oh, honey, he turned dirty. For your mama. Never got out of high school.
What's his real name?
Ed.
Uh-huh. What's his name?
Ed DiBiase.
Yes.
DiBiase.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, do you still watch wrestling?
Yeah, I do, but it's fake.
Well, it's always been fake, Grandma.
No, some of it is real, son.
Got wow. but not anymore. It's all fake.
No. And there's people get their leg broke. There's people get their arm broke.
That's true.
Gotcha.
The blood's not fake.
Do you remember Mankind or Mick Foley, the guy that had the sock on his hand?
Oh, I like him.
Well, he's going to be up here with us later on. We're going to talk with him. So,
well, I'm going to tell him, you stay straight, son. Don't stay dirty.
Well, that's the key. Don't be dirty.
Maybe we could have Edna talk to Mick.
Maybe so. Maybe later on we'll give you a call back and you can talk with Mick Foley.
I'm sorry, Grandma. That was disrespectful. Listen, Grandma, I just want to ask you, you're very proud of your grandson, right?
I don't know if I am right now.
Well, that ruins my question because I was going to ask you how much, if any, of his success do you feel responsible for?
His attitude.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
His personality.
Mm-hmm.
I try to teach him right from wrong.
That's true.
And I think when I took care of him.
Remember we used to watch Nick at Night?
And don't lie.
Hey, well,
if you can't tell the truth, don't tell nothing.
That's a good point. Remember when we used to watch Nick at Night?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite show on Nick at Night?
Nick at Night. It's been a while, son.
But what did you and I used to watch?
Oh, the one you don't like.
What's that?
You've always been scared of it.
What's that?
That's, got a funny...
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock.
I've always been afraid of Alfred Hitchcock. You like Jack? What about Jack Tripper?
Now,
you like him?
Now listen to me, son.
Sorry.
I love you. But when
yes.
when that came on, you'd say, Grandma, turn it off. Turn it off, Grandma. Turn it off. And we'd turn it off.
That's true. I was scared of it.
Yeah, you were scared of him.
Well, then I still am.
Yeah, I wouldn't have
to. Well, Grandma, listen, we got to run, but I'm going to I got to get you a puzzle. I'm going to send you a puzzle, okay?
I ain't going to say that on TV, okay?
Close enough.
What?
I want to tell you, boss.
Okay.
I sure do love my grandson. Now, I do.
Well, I love you, Grandma.
And I'd fight in hell for you and Emily.
Well, I appreciate it.
Are you saying that's where inevitably take place?
Well, now listen, do you remember when I told your daddy one time?
What was that?
Now, this is plain spoken, and this is the truth, Scott, to tell you.
Okay.
I told him, I said, when you and Tammy bust up, and you take Josh, and you think I can't see him,
mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, you better find your grave, because I'll come after you.
That's my grandma right there.
The grave digger. The grave digger.
I said, I'm serious. I said, it hurts me to think about it. I said, he's my grandson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grandma.
I said, he's been a nuisance to him away from me. And Scott said, Mom said he'd leave home if he couldn't see.
Well, I love you, Grandma. You know that.
This just got very awkward.
I do love you, Grandma.
I love you, baby.
And I'm going to send you a puzzle, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to have to... I don't know what my life is going to be in the next couple of months, but wherever it ends up taking me, I'll make sure you come down, okay?
Oh, I'm going to come and see you. Now, ain't nobody going to keep me from seeing you.
Well,
no way.
I love you. And I'll make sure you get on the right bus, okay?
Well, I'll make sure I do.
I love you, Grandma.
I love you, honey.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's my Grandma Edna.
Wow.
I told you she's a peach.
She snapped out of it very quickly. She recovered very quickly.
She was getting all emotional, and then, you're damn right I'm going to come see you.
She got her act together very quickly there.
I love that. I got to talk to that woman more. I'm a bad grandson. She's the best,
and
though.
She turned the faucets off immediately.
All right, so we're way behind. I apologize.
Yeah.
All right, but we're going to have Mick Foley in studio at 4 o'clock. Got to talk to my grandma a lot more.